It's time for Your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Well, the regular season is in the books as the Nuggets finish up the season with 57 wins, tying a franchise high. They beat the Grizz 126-111, and thanks to Phoenix upsetting Minnesota on the final day of the regular season, the Nuggets finish with the number 2 seed. They will await the winner of the play-in game between the Lakers and the Pelicans. Michael Malone, eager to get on to the second season.
It's just nice to know that the season's over. We're the 2 seed, and come Tuesday night, you know, that evening, we'll have a wake-up Wednesday morning. We're going to know who we're playing. And, you know, that gives us a couple more extra days to prepare for that opponent. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting time as we look to defend our championship.
Yeah, and we do know that the Nuggets will play Saturday, game one Saturday, against the Pelicans Lakers winner. We don't know what time, but we do know Saturday. So there you go.
Probably late, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, Saturday, yeah, you could have.
If it's Nuggets Pelicans, I bet it's later.
Yeah, you would
think. If it's Nuggets Lakers, it'll be, that'll probably be prime time, I would think, probably like maybe
it'd be like an 8 o'clock tip.
It might
though,
be,
right?
Well, no, it
because
might be,
the Lakers, is that would be 7 o'clock West Coast.
They might do it more like 6:30, like a 6:30 game. So, you know, 8 o'clock, 8:30 on the East Coast. Saturday night, that type of thing.
All right.
I can see that.
Okay.
By the way,
it's Saturday too, by the way. Yeah, so.
By the way, go to, have you reposted it yet? Go to my Twitter.
It's your Twitter?
At MikeEvans1043. Mark will retweet it here too. Our poll question, who would you like to see the Nuggets play in the first round? Lakers or Pelicans? Vote and let us know. We'll update the results throughout the course of the show. Next on the Morning Brew, boy, the Avalanche limping into the postseason. Fresh off that embarrassing 7-0 loss at home to Winnipeg on Saturday. They look good in building a 3-0 lead to Vegas, but they blow it in the third period, end up losing in overtime. Jared Bednar on what went wrong.
The message has got to be you got to continue to play, try to extend that lead instead of, sitting back. But I get the mindset of our guys and the coming off like the couple games that we just played, wanting to be really good on the defensive side of things, but then you can't take the penalties.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. We were talking during one of the breaks. You said the Avalanche look like a team that could easily go to the Western Conference Finals and just as easily could lose in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, that is how they feel, or how it feels to me. Like, they are that good, they are that talented, and they are that mistake-prone at the same time. Lapse at the goaltending position, lapse on defense. Like, how many, over the last couple of, I would say over the last 3 or 4 weeks, how many times have you seen them just give up a defense, get pitched inside, and all of a sudden, you got a breakaway 2-on-1, or, you know, 3-on-2, whatever it is. It just seems to be constant breakdowns on the defensive end, mistakes made. It just seems to
be
a
goaltending and goaltending that doesn't
bail you out.
You don't want to put it all on the goalies because that would be making excuses for some of those other mistakes you just laid out. But sometimes your goalie has to be the eraser, has to just make up for some of those mistakes.
Yes.
And the Avs aren't getting that kind of goaltending right now.
That's exactly right. He's not erasing. They are not erasing in between the pipes.
No. Next on the Morning Brew, congratulations to the DU Pioneers. National champions again for the 10th time in school history as they beat Boston College, completing their Massachusetts sweep in the Frozen Four. They beat Boston University and Boston College behind this incredible goaltender.
Smith in front. Throw. Bucks it. Oh, my God! What was that? Oh, oh, oh. Wow. Matt Davis is out of his mind.
A save that will forever, ever stand the time in Pioneer hockey annals. As Matt Davis, during the NCAA tournament, 4 games, made 139 out of 142 saves.
Ridiculous.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Ridiculous. And he was obviously in the shutout, but he, that save that you just heard Bucci call, that save was unbelievable. It was all over SportsCenter. It was all over. Is it the number one, or do they get a soccer goal in there instead? A dick. See how I did that?
I like that.
See how I did like that?
That's good.
Yeah.
That was executed flawlessly.
Thank you.
Next on the Morning Brew, congratulations to Scotty Scheffler. Dude is just a machine. Goes out and wins the Masters for the second time in the last 3 years. Taking a course that gave everybody fits, but he went 11 under par and wins very comfortably. And what a humble guy. What a great dude he seems to be. Really mild-mannered, easygoing. And, you know, cue up Mrs. Harbaugh. Because who's got it better than Scotty Scheffler right now?
No.
Winning major golf tournaments and now awaiting the birth of his first child this week.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Now you just tell Mama Bear, quit shuffling your feet. Let's get that thing going.
That's right.
Let's have that baby.
Who's got it better than Scotty Scheffler?
Nobody.
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 Who's got it better than us? Nobody.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, boy, did we peg Tiger on Thursday when we talked about it? Said he'll make the cut, but he cannot last four rounds.
Dude, he was laboring on Thursday, and then the fact that they couldn't finish Thursday. So then you had to play, what, six holes before you started your round of 18? Dude, being a, you know, broken down dude,
You know that.
I know that feeling, man. I know that feeling.
He finished, what, plus 16? 16 over? Worst showing ever?
Man.
At the Masters? He was, what, one under? One under through two, and then just blew up over the last... couple days, but you know, again, something we thought would happen. It went, 73-72 and then 82-77.
Yeah, not good. Do you like it when you see a professional golfer like take an 8 or a 9?
Love it.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Oh, I do.
I hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not? Watch him struggle.
I like to see him just throw darts.
No, I like seeing them struggle and how they get out of some of these situations, some of the shots they make when they're... But they get the luckiest bounces, too, I noticed. Like, Scheffler hit one on one of the tee shots. It's going left. Kunk hits a tree, bounces all the way across the fairway, and he's in play for a second shot.
Yeah.
I never get bounces like that. Never.
Well, you probably do. You just are in the woods so much, you don't recognize it.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.